Oh no, there was a little, there was a little honeymoon with it when we first got it all up and running, and you know, we put in a network that was, unheard of, in that service, and all that. And so for a little while, there was a little honeymoon period where everybody was enamored with it. But nah, it's pretty much, there's a little activity there, but the clientele seems to be degrading, and signs of other services are sneaking in little by little. So that's just not nearly as popular as it once was. And as a matter of fact, my repeater in Mount Clemens meets work, and I don't have any of those things to give. So keep me into I recharge them and go fix it. But I got amateur radio projects that are taking precedence. But I mean, it's still there. It still works pretty good. We've gotten some good catches off the service. I'm not totally given up, but no, nobody's there right now, Jay. Everybody's just off doing other things. I think the biggest problem, Jay, is the number of places we have to talk. We have all sorts of apps on our phones and Zellos and Discords and, and this, that, and the other, and then a million places we can fragment off into. In the old days, it was, you were on repeaters or you were on Simplex. And other than that, you would be down on HF, So, I mean, there was a limited pool of places you could be, and they all kind of had their own, special, their own Piccadillys. But nowadays, there's 1,000 places you can go, and so we're splintered in 1,000 directions.